Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very successful entrepreneur from Sydney, Australia, Tamanna Singh. Tamanna, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh.
Tamanna is the managing director of Uber Lux India. She's also the founder of House of Wellness. She's the president of India Awardee. She's been nominated in the top 10 Indian origin women in Australia. She's a mentor, a motivational speaker, an investor, and a philanthropist. And she's been recognized, awarded, and felicitated all over. So Tamanna, after such an amazing journey, let's focus today on your business, which is the Uber Lux group of companies, and you say you're pioneering affordable luxury in India. Tell me a little bit about this business and what was your motivation to start?
Okay, so I'll just take you a step back. I come from an army background. We are three generations Indian. Mm. Oh, awesome. So we are three generations Indian army, and as we love to call ourselves the army brat. Okay. So I've been in the phases where I've been an army child and an army wife. And it was just 8 years back when my husband decided to take a premature retirement. Mm. And while in the army also, you know, I mean, the work that he was doing or I was doing, we were always recognized for our hard work and discipline. So, you know, taking that forward, we thought that it's time to now bet on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, get to do something. And that is when the entrepreneurial bug stuck. To start the journey, we partnered with an international brand. Some of our things did not work out that well. Mm. We tried our level best, but it was a steep learning curve for me and my husband. Mm. You know, because we were total fudgies, absolutely zero about the business background, and nobody in the family had that. Mm. So, you know, continuing to that, what happened was during that we learned a lot of things, courses and all that. So, taking a lot of inspiration from there, or taking learnings from there, that is when we started doing a lot of brands. Mm-hmm. And that is how, you know, one thing led to another. Mm-hmm. And during that course, because we were learning marketing and we were trying to understand what is a business plan, what is, you know, management, what is how to look at the fonts and all that. Mm. So it just helped us. Mm. So that is how one after another. Mm. I think for what worked for both of us was that since we came from the army background, people trusted us. Mm. For our hard work. They could see that, mm. you know. So along the way, during the first business, we don't like anything. I mean, like everybody else, I guess. It did not do well, and there were so many learnings. But that what did not go away was, you know, people's trust in us. Mm. In fact, I had people from all walks of life coming and approaching that, you know, either mentor us or be part of our startup or do this or do that. Mm. That is what I guess. So I'm more of a people's person. So just, you know, I think that is what, and blessings have been there. So
fantastic. Yes. And when you say that you are pioneering affordable luxury, help me understand how you define affordable luxury.
Yes. So, you know, me and my husband would travel across the globe, even in India for that matter, you know, across the nation and across the globe. And we would recognize the trends in India come much later. Mm-hmm. Earlier, it used to be like 2 years.
Yeah.
But now it's like the gap is coming up between 1 year. So the trends that are in US or our other counterparts are enjoying, or what are other family members who are, you know, settled abroad enjoy, it comes in India almost a year later. Mm-hmm. So we thought that first of all, we need to bridge that. Mm. And secondly, just because, you know, it is called organic or herbal, or the purity of the product is there, especially when we are sourcing it from India, you know, most of these international brands, when they're sourcing that from India, why does it need to be expensive, you know? Because I'm playing an influencer or a Bollywood star, or, you know, doing so much marketing at that level. Mm. I totally understand. I mean, that was also part of the business, and one needs to do that, you know, whatever suits everyone else. Right. So we thought that's very important. So for our first approach to the whole thing was that why cannot we get affordable? When we say affordable luxury, we meant the purest or the best of the ingredients, best of the technology to whatever we have to offer. and then mix it with, you know, our vision and give it at an affordable, because that is where the middle class, lower middle class, and as we said, you know, we are from the army backgrounds, we see what is available in the canteen.
Correct.
I mean, why do we have to get something that's substandard at the end of the day? So that was the vision.
Very interesting. And, you know, you have been building multiple brands. And when I was reading about you, you have built 9 brands. Tell me about these brands.
So that is where I'm a bit of a crazy one, you know, because I love working with forecasting agencies and I love to see the trends, how it is. So it is more than the brand, it's the vertical, you know, that happened. So we started with franchising. We started with retailing. We got into FMCG. So there's a brand in FMCG and personal care. Then we have something in beauty and wellness category. And now we are dedicated towards Ayurveda. I'm hellbound to have the first commercial success in Australia with Ayurvedic products, you know. So I'm getting all those licenses and everything done. My husband is into real estate. So that also, you know, is part of the company. And we've also started doing export and import. And especially now with India and Australia signing up the free trade agreement, things have just opened up, you know. And while we were in India, what happened was that a lot of our friends who were outside India would request us that they want to do an Indian market entry, you know. So we would consult them. Now, since I've come to Australia, a lot of my friends are asking me to do this here, you know. So it is just that friends, peers and, you know, colleagues, they just pressurize you to do something more. So that's what it is. So it's more about the verticals that we have within the company.
Wonderful. So tell me a little bit about the work you're doing in the wellness space.
So we have a beauty brand called House of Wellness. It's a wellness, personal care and a wellness brand where we are doing herbal products, you know, and as I said, affordable luxury, very catchy price point wherein anybody and everybody in the family can use it. A girl who's in a hostel or a boy who's staying away can afford it, and it's good quality product, like a kind of a thing. My second brand is Uberveda, which is towards nutraceutical category in Ayurveda. And again, the trend, we started because we had a lot of pressure during the COVID times, you know. It started with sanitizers, but then of course the Kara tablets and Ashwagandha, you know. It was surprising to see a lot of international brands promoting Ashwagandha in India, you know. And they did fantastically well.
Correct.
Ashwagandha, Moringa and all that. So we had the sources, we had the right partner, channel partners. So that is the idea with that, to take it more, you know, and especially the younger generation. I feel, you know, for them, Ayurveda has become more of a boring concept. They feel it's all the churan and the kadhas, you know. So trying to just fit in that kind of lingo, try to make it more fancier in terms of for them to understand. I mean, it's difficult for me to even convince my boys at times. But now when they see the benefit, it's, you know, they're back to roots kind of a thing. So I feel a lot of scope is there. That is what we are trying to do in our
strategy. You manufacture in India for marketing in Australia or the other way around?
No, right now we manufacture in India. We have 3 units in Delhi, one for Ayurveda, one for herbal products, and other one is a mix of both. We do Indian market and we are doing US and Canada market right now. Australia, we have not entered yet. Australia just happened that House of Wellness is a brand, very popular brand here, which is a TV channel and into, you know, Chemist Warehouse, 80% things are there from the same brand. So I think we'll get Uberveda or the other brand here for Ayurveda products, because the Indian diaspora really loves it. You know, sending turmeric capsules or turmeric lattes to my friend in Singapore during COVID times was an eye-opener, you know, because the Indian diaspora really was looking forward for that.
Correct.
So just trying to understand that.
And what are the challenges you face with taking Ayurvedic products to Australia?
TPH, the authorities here are the main concern. You know, I mean, they're the most strict ones across the globe. It's easier for us to represent in FDA or in EU countries. But Australia is strict, you know. But we're working around it in a way that there are labs based out of India who are giving authentication. And then they have certain products, a list of 108 products that are there that are authorized by them. So the problem is getting the raw material here and doing it here is again an issue. They don't want raw materials to come in. We are looking at setting up a setup here, maybe later, not in a hurry. Because as you're speaking, I'm also planning and executing another brand, which we'll be launching next month.
Okay.
So that is in femtech space, you know. We're just working on that right now.
Amazing.
Slowly and slowly.
So for a logical next question is, what goes into developing and launching a brand?
Oh, a lot of hard work, a lot of sleepless nights. Mm-hmm. And I think some crazy startup founders like me or my husband for that matter, because it's a whole system. You know, every time you start a new brand, it's from the scratch. You know, there are learnings from the previous one. And because of that, I feel you tend to get overprotected. You know, you try to overthink at times. But right from, I firmly believe, you know, you should not find a solution and then start looking for a problem. Of course, you have to find a problem and then, you know, so of course, reverse engineering works. My husband is an engineer. So, you know, I learned that from him. So we write the problem statements, we write what is it, and then we start doing it.
Very interesting. So
yes, from research, you know, I feel research is very, very important. Like for this other brand that we are launching, we are right now in clinical trials. We want to support it by that. So it's just not another product that is in the market. It has to be effective enough. It has to be from, you know, early on, people should be able to understand what is it for. And it also means at times educating the client or the customer, which is very, very important. So a lot of free resources for them to read, to understand, you know, all that goes in.
You also spoke about a brand for beauty. Tell me a little bit about that.
That is the House of Wellness brand that we're doing. That is for, you know, everyday girl. You know, a lot of agencies that initially when you know, when we were trying to promote the brand would ask me that, who is this brand for, you know, and it was very difficult for me to explain who is my target audience, because I feel anybody in the family from a kid to the eldest in the family can use the brand. But I realized, you know, I want people who are looking at inspirational beauty in terms of, you know, this is a girl who is going on metro to a workplace, coming back, or she's traveling by bus. There's so much pollution in Delhi. You know, she needs to take care of herself. She needs to be happy with what she has, you know, and the product needs to give her just that, you know, other than the result part, that is one. But the feeling of, you know, you own it as if you have it. That was very important. So, you know, anybody and everybody should feel that, oh, I can do this. I can take care of myself. And it should become like a habit, you know. In India, usually, that's what I felt earlier, you know, beauty or anything that comes in is that at a later stage or when you have those problems, then you start doing it, you know. It's not a natural process. Now, the younger generation, of course, with a lot of influencers and all that, it's a different thing. But my generation, at least, you know, it would be only that if you're going for a party, then you just do something and, you know, beauty is something very within, and it's more about happiness.
Right.
That is what we're doing there.
Interesting. So tell me now about the award you got from the President of India.
Oh, that was a special one. So I received, this was for my work that I do with women entrepreneurs. And I've been mentoring them for last 10 years since I'm in this space. But before that also, I've been working with Veer Naris. I mean, you would associate. Those are the winners of the Indian Army. So I've been working with them in my personal capacity. And even as a brand, you know, as a company, we look into that welfare. So I realized that maybe at times it's not the the women we can empower who is in that state. What we could do is that we can do the same thing with the kids. You know, be it a girl or a boy in the house, you know, we can empower them more. So that's how we started. And till now, I've done like 15,000 plus women entrepreneurs through our own company, you know, trying to place them or trying to scale them or just do a mini business workshops for them. So that they can do anything and other. I mean, again, I'm not biased towards, I don't know if I should be saying this, against the papad and the chaat business, but I think we can do much more, you know. Correct. We are 50% of the workforce.
Yeah.
And we manage house, we manage other things, we manage kids. So there's so much, you know, it's just that you have to give them the confidence that they can think more than beyond that. It's just that everybody has that limitless boundaries, you know. So it was just that. So I was awarded for that.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You said that you do a lot of work with women entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the work you do with them.
So I am part of a lot of startups and incubators across the globe. One based out of in Sydney is called Shiro's Worldwide, not the Shiro's that we have in India, And then, of course, we in Nari is back in India, and then in US and Singapore, across the globe. So, you know, I have realized, come to realize and, you know, understand that women across the globe have 80% similar problem, irrespective of the cultures, you know. It's the money that is not there to put in their business, or the scaling up idea is not there. So I specialize in, you know, bootstrapping, how to bootstrap a business, or how you can vertically, you know, even horizontally create those avenues. Wherein, as far as even if you have a resource extra that is there, or space extra, just rent it out, or, you know, get your resource to do some extra work and get the money as it is, you're paying salary to them. So, you know, just forcing them to kind of think out of the box solutions and, you know, take the business to next level. And also, you know, kind of help them in networking with the right kind of people, or right kind of organizations, so that it helps them to have that kind of network.
Interesting. My next question to you is that, you know, as you've had an amazing journey as an army wife, as an entrepreneur recognized by the President of India. What would you say are three milestones that you can think about in your life or your career?
I think my first brand, when House of Wellness was launched, and within 6-8 months, we were recognized for our work, and just came as a surprise, you know. We were very new. We hardly knew anybody in Delhi, and it just came naturally. And the organizers, you know, when they approached us, it was like very reassuring, and to know that, you know, people believe in that kind of faith. And that is one. Of course, President's Award is always special. And then I think my third milestone has been, I've been very welcomed in, even in Australia, by the community. And, you know, when I'm trying to do things here, I'm part of a lot of startup hubs here. So, you know, people are recognizing that kind of work. So that gives me immense pleasure. There have been real good milestones. Wonderful. And I think.
Wonderful. So time for two more questions. My next question is, who or what inspires you to keep doing so many different things?
My mother and my mother-in-law. I think I've been raised by two fantastically strong women. My mother has taught me resilience. She has taught me the strength of silence resilience. You know, I mean, you don't have to be loud, and you don't have to be out there. You can just silently build and just come out, you know. My mother-in-law, because I right now I'm in that phase of my life where I've spent the equal number of years with my father as my mother-in-law, you know. My mother-in-law, again, I mean, you know, she is just opposite of what my mother is. She says, just go out, do whatever you feel like, and, you know, challenge yourself, and never, there are days when you feel, why should you even do it, or just, you know, forget it. She is one super, super charged woman. So I think both these women have got great, you know, impression on me, and that's how, where I take my inspiration from.
Fantastic.
My husband has been super, super supportive. He always feels that, go ahead, do it, dive in. I'll come and save you, but you dive. So yes, my boys have been fantastic. So they have never complained. They even now, they're like, you know, go ahead, do it. So yeah, I think the balance has been there.
Fantastic. And my last question to you, you are, you know, you help so many different entrepreneurs. What would your advice be to a young entrepreneur starting off on her or his journey?
You know, I feel, first of all, don't come into it. Don't be an entrepreneur if you feel you have extra money, husband's money, father's money, or whatever. Don't come in for a name or a tag. It's going to be a hard grind, so be ready for those sleepless nights and hard grind. That's very, very important. Third, I feel as an entrepreneur, we forget initially. That is why first 2-3 years I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs fail, is because they come into the manager role. You know, 70%, 80% time they're doing the same thing what their manager is supposed to do, or they're repeating the same thing. So you're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to lead the team, give them a vision, give them, you know, chase them towards that. So that is very important. And if you have to fail, you fail fast. I mean, you know, you should be ready to pivot, and it's okay. It's I think it's good to learn from your failures and talk about it. And you need help. I tell them, I say, scream, you know, because there are people. There were times when I felt the same. I just reached out to, you know, people I never knew, even if I knew, irrespective of whatever the experience was. And people reciprocated back. I mean, it was so wonderful to see, you know, the kind of people, the support that I've got, you know, to be where I am. So I feel, you know, you ask for it and you'll get it.
Wonderful.
Don't hesitate to ask questions.
Wonderful. Tamanna, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me about your journey, about all the great work you're doing in building so many different brands. And thank you for the great advice you've given for entrepreneurs.
It's such a pleasure. And believe me, Ashutoshji, it's you know, leaders like you who have motivated us. And I told you, I'm a fan of yours. I've read your book a couple of times. And when I'm back, I'm going to take a self-autographed copy from you.
I'd love to catch up with you.
Definitely. Husband. Definitely. Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. A platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.